Hello and welcome back to the TTP, to Tani Talks Parsha. This year, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Welcome again to Season 3 here on the Tani Talks Parsha. And a little bit different than this year, we're going to give it more as an audio burst of inspiration. Whereas in previous years, in the beginning, we did 45 minutes or 30 minutes. Then we cut it down to 15 minutes. I think actually the key excellent amount of time is actually 5 to 10 minutes, which is the amount of time that we try to do on the TTPA, the Pirkei Avos Shir, one Mishnah per day, and the type of amount of time we try to do on the OT show. 5 to 10 minutes, I think, is key and clutch, and we're going to try to do that as well, to have some practical audio tidbits to uplift and inspire your life, especially from the Parsha of the week, with some practical lessons to keep. And as we come here to Parshas Noach, in Sefer Bereishis, obviously Sefer Bereishis is my favorite Sefer of all the Sfarim. Lots and lots of stories, very interesting people that we meet, very interesting people that we could try to follow and we could try to go in their footsteps. We're about to come to one of my favorite characters of all of Tanakh, Avraham. He gets a nice three Parshios. Those are my favorite three Parshios, really, besides from a Bar Mitzvah Parsha all the way to Vayechi. But we also meet some fascinating characters throughout Tanakh, and Noach is also one of them. I want to focus in on the first pasuk and a phrase in the pasuk that we could kind of take for ourselves. It says right away in the Parsha, Ela toldos Noach, these are the generations, the offsprings of Noach, but it doesn't actually say his children's names in the first pasuk. Isn't it interesting? It says his names in the next pasuk. Shem, Cham, and Yafes, of course, are his children, his sons. And interestingly, he has them way later in life. And it could be because that Hashem wanted them to come around in time for the Mabul, but not too early, not too late. That's a whole other discussion. But the Pasuk itself, first of all, it says, Toldos Noach, and then it talks about Noach himself. So that we've talked about in previous seasons and on different episodes and the like. Toldos Noach, sometimes the offspring of a generation of a person are not the biological offspring. It's the deeds that we do. It's the mitzvahs that we do, the chesed that we do. How do we know? The proof is because when it says, Ela Toldos Noach, these are the offspring of Noach, it doesn't talk about his biological offspring. What does it talk about? It talks about his character. The next phrase says, Noach ish sadik hatamim haya bedorosav. Elokim es alech Noach. So it doesn't talk about the biological, it talks about the spiritual aspect of refining himself, which keys us in to show, to indicate to us by inference that an offspring of a person could be, his spiritual offspring could be the deeds that he does, the mitzvahs he accomplishes, the chesed that he does. So of course, it's epically important to have children. That's one of the main questions we're asked after 120 years. Did you try to have children? Did you have children? But also when we talk about toldos, when we talk about the offspring, what are the mitzvahs you have done in your life, in your days, day by day? What are the chesed elements you did in your life that you've accomplished in each of your days? Just interesting to think about told us, talking about the actual spiritual things that we do. We've talked about this other times, many times in our life on the show. But the key phrase actually to focus in on, I believe, is Ish Sadik Tamim Haya Bedorosav. This was a person that was considered a righteous individual, whole in his generation. Rashi immediately picks up on the very famous comment. In his generation, the rabbis talk about, commentators talk about, how it is either to his praise or to his detriment. His praise could be that it says Bedorosav, he was a tzaddik in his generation, which means if he was in a generation of completely righteous individuals, he would have been even a better tzaddik. But others say no, it says in his generations. But if he was in a generation of righteous individuals like Avraham, he wouldn't have been considered so great as compared to everyone else. Either way you go, whichever side of the coin, the fact that it says Sadik Bedorosav, I think, is very classic and very key for all of us in our own life. Everyone wants to be a tzaddik, right? On some level, we want to be a tzaddik. We want to elevate ourselves, to try to be a tzaddik, to try to be a completely righteous individual. But how difficult is it? How hard is it in our generation? So I believe we could only be as much as a tzaddik as we can be in the generation that we live. We live in a generation that is full of so much corruption, that is full of so much out there. There's so much combating us, so much fighting us, whether it be in society, on society, on the radio, on the TV, on the movies, the quote-unquote role models or lack thereof we have in life. We can't consider ourselves to be in different generations. We have to look at our own generation. We have to do what we can to be our own type of tzaddik in our own generation. Be that tzaddik, try to be that tzaddik, find the elements of a tzaddik in your own generation. Don't look to the generation of Noah because you're not put in that generation. Don't look at the generation of Avraham for yourself. Obviously, learn from Avraham, learn from Noah how they were in their own generations. But how can we be? What elements of a tzaddik can we try to acquire for ourselves in this generation, doing what we can to combat the corruption, the moral corruption, the spiritual corruption, the societal corruption that is around us every day in so many different ways? Everything that's out there has been corrupted in every way. There are people that are cyberbullies using the internet for terribleness. There are people that use technology for terribleness. There's so many elements. What can we do is to be Bedor HaSav in our generation, being that tzaddik on different levels, what we can do in our own way. We have to find our elements of the tzaddik. I oftentimes think of that pasuk, mentioning it oftentimes, Sheva Yipal Tzaddik Vikam. Someone who's a real tzaddik is someone that actually falls many, many times. Whatever they're combating, whatever they're dealing with, whatever they're trying to work on in their own life, whether an addiction or an affliction, or whether a disease, or whether a disorder, or whether traits, really bad midos that a person has, they have to fight it and conquer it no matter what, each and every day. A person might have a major anger issue, and he might fall day after day, but if he has a good day, he picks himself up, he gets up and has that good day. He is that tzaddik in his day, in his generation, in his life. And I believe we have to take the elements of the things around us and use it for good. You have a smartphone, use it to spread Torah. You have a love and a penchant for audio like I do, use it to make podcasts. Use it to make shiurim, use it to spread good. You have the written word, you're an excellent writer, use it to write articles for Aish. My wife was published 3 times on Aish.com, Baruch Hashem, using the written word to do greatness. Someone who's an editor, someone who's a musician can use it for good. Jewish music, there's so much good Jewish music out there. One of our favorite artists is Nissan Black. He's amazing. He takes that need for rap and hip-hop for many people and he uses it for good, uses it for Torah, taking those elements to be the tzaddik b'dor HaSav in his generation. Obviously, we're not a Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. We're not a person like that. We're not Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, but in each element, in each way, we have to take the elements of a tzaddik and apply it to our own lives. Yes, I can't sit for 10 hours and learn straight, like the great people in the generation, like people in Kola, but I need to take elements. Just as they sit for 10 hours, I need to sit for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes, read those daily emails, try to do daf yomi. Take elements of our life, elements of a tzaddik. And it says, Noach ich tzaddik tamim haya bedor HaSav. He was a tzaddik. He was a man who was a tzaddik in his generation. You can't compare yourself to other generations. You have to fight within your generation, using the technology, using your elements, using what you have in your life, and use it for good. Use it. Find the elements of a tzaddik and apply it to your life. Apply it to the life of the elements of the people around us and our life around us. And if you have a penchant, you have an ability to write, to sing, to play music, Baruch Hashem, I know how to play guitar, try to use it to make songs and to make different wonderful melodies and things in our own life. Take the elements of a tzaddik. Be a tzaddik in your own way, in your different elements of a different lifetime. Try to see and learn from Noach, and Amir Tzashem will learn from Avram and different people around us. Take elements of a tzaddik, apply it to your own life. Be a chesed person, making your days full of chesed, full of mitzvos, full of Torah learning, and then you could have the elements of a tzaddik as well in your life and hopefully influence those around you as well. This has been the TTPA. We talk some practical aspects of the Parsha of the week with those practical lessons to keep. Join us next time on the TTP on Tani Talks Parsha, and I'm your host, Tani.